Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 60 minutes on the clock. That means 1 hour to go in the big show. It's The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5 is... We appreciate you taking us along for a ride on a Monday.
Yeah, we do.
Fun day. I always remind you at this point in the show, hey, if you missed anything in the first 2 hours that have flown by, ESPN975.com, click on the show tab, catch up on the 2 hours that you missed. While you're there, download the app. Therefore, you can take us anywhere and everywhere and hopefully never miss anything in the show.
This might call me Barry A. Smith because I said Brian Gang got rid of Brock Osweiler.
Man, the more I watch that show, the more he literally does that whole thing where he just makes a lot of noise without a word.
When you do his
impression. And it's just like, you know what? I know we make fun of it, but he really literally does that almost like a time filler. Like, they, you know, Max rebuttals, and he doesn't have anything. So he's hoping while he's doing the, I mean, at this time, LeBron needs to sit down. That's what I'm talking about right now. LeBron needs to sit down.
You feel like he's just coming up with stuff on the fly.
Derek Fisher ain't playing well, y'all.
James Worthy is costing them wins.
You can't survive with Pau Gasol as your backup center, man.
Oh, that's good times. You watch the Cougar game?
I caught part of it. I just wasn't...
Nick, did you go?
No, I didn't go. I just watched some of the highlights and... I went back and watched a piece of it after, but that's it.
This dude, Taco Fall, I'm totally mesmerized by this guy. Like, I've been around Yao, but I've never seen Yao do what this dude, he's listed at 7'6", 310. But when he dunks and his feet are still on the floor.
That's crazy.
It really is. I mean, and you know what? He may not be as fluid and agile as Yao is, but this dude can play on the next level.
But he's does look like... He looks like Yao when Yao first started. You know, you wink at him and he'd fall to the ground and he can't stay on his feet a lot. He just looks a little lanky and he's got a lot of developing to
do.
So
he's actually pretty athletic for a 7'6" guy. I watched the whole game.
Yeah,
which surprises me. You guys are more basketball and college basketball fans than me. But I was like, I want to watch this. This is a big deal. With Cougar Nation had College Game Day show up and... it was a big deal. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to invest my time. You guys know I don't like college basketball. But I am rooting for the Cougars, and I think it's a great story, and I'm proud for the university. I'm happy for the university. I'm happy for the city and the representation that the Cougars are giving them. So I wanted to do – and I tell you what, first and foremost, let me just say this. They are a fun basketball team to watch. Mm-hmm. That is – I mean, with Davis and Brooks and Giroux coming off the bench, they're fun. They're a lot of fun to watch play basketball because even though they lost, they had a comeback and Brooks led by Brooks and Davis. But it was a fun game. I'll tell you this, though. Their problem is going to be playing teams bigger than them in the tourney because UCF was a big team. And I know the Cougars are good rebounders and play good defense, but you could tell that the length bothered them. And UCF was really physical in this game. There were a lot of times when around the ball, you'd see somebody from the Cougars get hit in the mouth. And I'm not exaggerating. When I tell you 6, 7, 8 times it occurred within the confines of the game where somebody was getting hit in the mouth and falling down and complaining for a foul and not getting it. So I think that UCF came out really physical. They came out and they played defense. They were matching them shot for shot. And they were just bigger. And they were just a lot bigger team. And that gave the Cougars some problems.
I think the other thing is that you're right. You're going to have those games where they're not, the officials are not calling the game the way your team style of play can play best. You got to play through that. And I know Kelvin's one of those guys. He's going to stress that to these guys. I think he's the master at being able to take what could be a negative in losing to a team you're supposed to beat, But say, look, this happened at the right time. You can't be caught up in the officials' calls if you're not getting them. Like you said, getting hit in the mouth, not getting the calls you think you should be getting. You just got to dig deeper. He's really made a living off of getting extra effort out of his guys for loose balls, defensively and otherwise. But this is one of those things as you gear up for the conference tournament and the NCAA tournament. If you're going to have a loss like this, have it now. Use it as a teachable moment and get these kids to realize, hey, as good a year as we've had, all it takes is one of these stinkers or one of these things where we get caught up in kind of the outside things going on around the game, and we could fall right off the planet and be one and done.
Yeah, it can definitely happen. A couple things that I noticed, I mean, Cougars apparently are known for their three-point shooting. Again, I'm not going to sit here and say I watch all the Cougar games, but and they were knocking down their shots, but so was UCF. Dawkins, which I think is Aubrey Dawkins, which is actually the coach's son, he had a really good game, and he kind of kept them in it and kept it all together for them, especially down the stretch. But the Cougars got out rebounded, and that's also been one of their trademarks this season, is tough defense and rebounding. And to me, it showed in the physicality of the game. Like they just even though the Cougars play defense, I think a lot of times when you hear of a team that plays defense, you think they're a physical team. My watching this game, and I might be wrong, you guys may have seen more than me, I don't think this team, even though they play good defense and they rebound, they're not a physical team. They're still a finesse team. And this UCF team was very physical with them, literally punched them in the mouth several times. They didn't like it, and they didn't respond to it.
Yeah, and UCF is a physical team. I think the difference between this game and the last time they played when the Cougs were on the road is that UCF dug themselves a hole pretty early. They went down 15 points in the first half. And when the shooting was doing so well for the Cougs, it really didn't matter how physical UCF was. But, you know, shooting-wise, I don't think they're able to get to the same start. I mean, if you look at the box score, you would think Cougs should have won that game. Points in the paint, you would have thought Central Florida killed them. They really didn't. They only scored like 6 points more in terms of points in the paint. You look at the bench points. The Cougs had 25. I think Central Florida only had like 9 or 10. They got killed on – it's still. You look at the shooting percentages. You would think the Cougs – would have won the game. I think down the stretch is what hurt them, especially in the last 2 or 3 minutes of the second half. That's what really hurt them. Down the stretch, Central Florida was the better team. But the first game, you looked at the Cougs, despite Central Florida being the bigger, more physical team. You looked at the Cougs and you're like, man, this team is about to steamroll Central Florida. Yeah. This game was different.
We talk about in the NBA how important matchups are going to be. That's why matchups are so important for the Cougs and how deep they can go in this tournament, because they don't have a superstar player. Last year, Rob Gray was that guy, and they were going to get a majority of their points from Rob Gray. As you mentioned, Barry, they have some depth this year. They spread it around, but that's the thing. They spread it around, but they still need those guys to make shots. And if they're not, or they got a team that's hyper-aggressive, athletic, and likes to come at them, because the other thing that when you're making your point, U of H can be the bad guy if they're the aggressor. If they're the ones putting it on you defensively, picking up a little bit more, three-quarters court, kind of pressing you a little bit, getting active in the passing lanes. But when it's done to them, it's almost like they kind of they cower back in the corner. They're not used to that. And that's what they're going to see.
Yeah. There was, a couple times in the game where there were some bad calls that didn't get called for U of H that I kind of felt bad, because they were getting, like I said, they were getting pushed around a little bit, and some of these were fouls that just were not called. There were some other times when there were some ticky-tack calls that went the other way. At one point, Taco Fall 7-6 is on the ground, and which at one point I did yell out loud, oh no, Taco fell. Get it? Because Taco Fall? Mm-hmm. Okay. But I'm like, and it wasn't a foul. Like, he literally just stepped on another dude's ankle and went down. And there were a lot of times he's so big, and they talked about it during the broadcast, though, that it's hard to referee Taco Fall because he's 7'6 and towers over literally everybody else. That when he puts his hands up, that's face level. So if he's making a move with his hands up or his elbows up, he's hitting a lot of people in the mouth, and sometimes that goes against them. They didn't call it this time.
And, well, remember how Van Gundy used to say the same thing about Yao. Officials don't know how to referee Yao Ming because they just haven't been in games in their resume of how many years they've been calling games with a guy that has that kind of size and ability. And you saw – the other thing I saw when I saw it was I saw Taco Fall basically on his own, like a sniper hit him, and they fell for it. They blew the whistle right away.
They Taco Fall'd
for it. Yeah, and it's like – come on, man. I mean, it takes a lot to make a guy that big tumble that quickly.
Well, like I said, he's one of the – they said – they of course, they talked about it several times on the broadcast. But one of the tall, one of the 40 tallest people in the world at 7'6". And then I thought, well, where's the list? Like, who's the tallest? And I Googled it, but I couldn't find anything other than the 10 tallest people in the world overall. So this is like all time.
Is he on it?
No. So number 10 on the list is 8'1".
Good Lord.
Could you imagine 8'1" and you're not even the tallest person to have ever lived?
Could you imagine him getting bullied? That'd be so funny.
People just punching him in the thigh.
And he just run away.
He's like, what?
But he's too slow because he's tall and lanky.
But you'd lucky if he hit the thigh.
Yeah, he looks like a roadrunner when he's running because it's just nothing but legs, just sticks, just moving. All right, number 9, 8'2". You know what? We'll just skip to the top three. How about that? Because number 3 in tallest people ever in the world was John F. Carroll, 8'7.5".
But he's dead, right?
Yeah, he's dead. That guy is not alive anymore. He died in 68. John Rogan was 8'9". Also dead.
Joe's brother?
No. 8'9". And you're still not the tallest dude to have ever lived.
That's, wow.
The tallest dude to have ever lived was Robert Wadlow, which is awkward.
Yeah.
This dude was 8'11". He was an inch from being 9 feet tall.
They had to put training wheels on a mountain bike because he was just so big.
So tall.
Probably all of them were like the least athletic people you would ever find.
I mean, when you look at this dude that was 8'11", it just looks weird. That's, he's standing next to a grown-ass man. That grown-ass man would headbutt his belly button.
Well, you know what he looks like, though? He looks like actually a more physically stronger Sean Bradley.
He really does.
He looks like Sean Bradley.
This dude's wearing a suit. Who's making a suit for an 8'11" cat? And could you imagine, like, shoes for this dude?
Well, it depends on if you got a timetable on it.
Don't even get me started about down there. If you're 8'11", you think so?
Some.
Yeah.
I know who you're referring to. So.
Off air, you've told us, yep. But 8'11".
Why don't you just reveal? Which?
No, sir. Don't do that, Nick.
Please.
Nope.
No.
Why not?
8'11", first of all, you probably have big hands and big feet. So chances are, what do you think the chances are that it's like a foot?
I mean, you...
Dang, you think so?
I mean, 8'11".
But doesn't it depend, too, on the frame? Because if you're minute bowl...
Oh, my God. You better not have, like, average. You better not be, like, you know, 4.5, 5 inches.
A foot, though, man?
On an 8'11" guy and you're 5 inches? What?
A foot would be ridiculous, though.
But it would be proportioned to the man.
True.
Because if you're what? I mean, the average height of a guy is 6 foot, 5'11"? I don't know.
Okay.
And the average size of the male genital is what, 5 inches? It's all in proportion.
I wouldn't want to date any of his ex-girlfriends. Could you imagine? I'm not feeling anything. Yeah, like nothing, Nick.
This is such a letdown. You're like, yeah, I know, for both of us.
I mean, when you think about Shaq, either. I always look at like Shawnee, his ex-wife, and they're always these
Simone
little...
His new
wife or girlfriend. And you're like, oh, Lord.
8'11".
Shaq Diesel. Yeah. Look out!
Goodness gracious.
My God. All right, so we'll continue to roll on. Still got plenty to go on the show. If you want to join us, we'd love to have you on board. 713-780-3776. You can call or text that number. Hit us on Twitter. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling along in the final hour of the big show. It is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 on a Monday. And hopefully you are belly laughing and full of warm thoughts and fun. And the outside temperatures and weather isn't cooperating. And looks like the weather this whole week is going to kind of be like this.
Is it?
Till later in the week, yeah.
But the low today is 29.
I know. I woke up this morning, and in Sugar Land, they said it was 37.
That's just insane. And it's going to get colder tonight than it was last night. And usually by March, we're out of the cold weather. And so we're getting a freakish. And now I will say this. Don't hate me, guys. But a lot of people are like, well, how does this affect the stuff we've put down in our yard? You're probably going to have to do it again. That's all I'm going to say. Probably have to do it again.
What about covering your plants?
I probably would.
What about digging your lawnmower out?
That's what I'm actually messaging a guy who with a four-wheeler and a winch right now. Hey, if the yard's not soggy, you think you can come by tonight? No, we can stay.
You got to call his wife then.
In the garage? What?
Four-wheeler and a winch?
No, stop it right
okay.
now.
I'm not just, all right.
calling that man's wife a winch.
At least after he helps you get that thing out.
That's right.
Darn right.
Somebody was saying Jonah Falcon is a short guy, but blessed, like the most blessed.
No idea who that is.
Yeah, me neither. But I don't. They said the tallest person alive right now is like 8'3", I think.
That's crazy.
Hmm.
Saw Bryce Harper had his press conference. He's now officially in camp with the Phillies.
Yep.
And decided not to wear his familiar number 34 that he wore for the Nationals. Pretty cool reason behind it.
Okay.
He wanted to honor Roy Halladay, the now Hall of Fame pitcher, the late Roy Halladay, and wanted him to be the last person ever to wear 34 for the Phillies. So he respectfully moved on and chose the number 3.
Smart man.
Yeah.
That's a very smart man. That's a savvy move. You just got paid, and people are, you know, there are rumblings on you're a greedy baseball player. Because you saw his comment about the billions that baseball makes, right?
I did not.
Yeah, he came out and said that, oh, well, baseball makes billions every year, so why shouldn't the players get a piece of that? We deserve this money. So he's not apologizing for getting $330 million to play a game. So I think it's a savvy move to come out and do something like that to you know.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, and I saw a very cool thing where they were showing how Bryce Harper's 3, and they were kind of superimposing a Sixers, because obviously 3 is a very popular number in Philadelphia because you get Iverson. So, and you get
and then
Bryce Harper wearing 3. They said the jerseys went just completely nuts.
Yeah.
The other thing I don't know if you caught during the press conference, though, was Bryce, though he was soaking up the moment of his new team, somehow couldn't forget his old team when he decided that he was going to do something special for a certain city in the United States that wasn't Philadelphia.
We're going to try to do everything we can to win and play hard and play well. And, you know, that's what it's all about. That's what I want to do. You know, we want to bring a title back to D.C. I want to be on.
Oh, boy.
Can you imagine the Rockets with a big free agent signing and they come in their press conference and they go, it's a great division, man, but we're all about winning championships and I got to bring a title back to San Antonio. Want to get away? It's like that Southwest commercial.
Yeah. We love you, Cleveland.
Yeah.
They're in Detroit. Want to get away? Yep. He just had that moment right off the bat. Going to get booed.
You know, we want to bring a title back to D.C.
Bryce.
Bryce, mm-mm. No. And right away, everyone hates you.
You do something good with the jersey selection.
Yeah.
And then right off the top, that's the quote people are going to remember.
They said that, like, first couple days from announcing the signing, over 100,000 tickets sold.
Yeah.
Increase in sales.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
They had already been on par to do pretty well season ticket wise, but the minute that the rumors became truth, the sales have gone through the roof.
That's wild.
Just crazy. Yeah, so they're going to be doing well. But again, the other thing that everybody's really interested to see is because, man, I'll tell you, that Philly market, the fans, the media, the sports media, they're tough, man.
They are.
So you got what you wanted dollar wise, but remember now, this is the same city that took a guy like Ryan Howard, a perennial all-star, World Series champion, you know, huge numbers during his career. And then suddenly they just turned on him and they booed him and they wanted him out of town.
Yeah.
And they will crap on you as easy as they will cheer for you. And that's something he's got to be ready for.
It is. You know, you talk about playing in the New York market. You talk about playing in other markets under the eye. I mean, Boston, New York, and Philly have to be the three worst. And of the three, that's just from a media perspective. From a fan base perspective, I'm not sure of the three which would be worse, but I wouldn't want to play in any of them. I wouldn't want to be a Yankee, I wouldn't want to be a Philly, and I wouldn't want to be a Red Sox. Because as soon as you start to suck, they'll turn on you. Down here, fans will turn on you, but we're a lot less aggressive than East Coast.
The other thing, ask Adam Jones and others, is you don't want to be a visiting team player playing in those cities either, because Boston in particular, and I told you, I have an African-American friend of mine that went to Fenway, and they were like, oh my God.
Awful.
It is offensive the way that they can go at you. And that's the flip side of they're also highly critical of their team. So when you're winning, hey, they're darling, you're all about it. But when you're losing or you're not playing well, they're not only going to call you out, they're not taking any prison. They're going right for the jugular.
No, that's spot on. I'm sorry. I was flabbergasted by a tweet that we got.
Okay.
From Josefina Gonzalez.
Just saw it.
We were talking about, if you were 8'11" tall, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about that man's penis is, I wonder if he's average. Because if he's average, and I threw out 5 inches, if he's average, that's going to look weird on an 8'11" guy. Josefina went to Google and searched for average size, average length in the U.S. Now, this is the U.S., but that's according to her, or according to the Google search anyways. I don't know if it was hers or if this was just another screenshot, but in the Journal of Urology study, researchers found the following among the group of 80 men, an average penis size of 3.5 inches when flaccid.
Okay, I was going to say easy.
When flaccid. And an average penis size of 5.1 when happy.
Barry and Joel were two of the 80 people that participated in that.
Your delivery might have been a little bit more if you wanted to hammer us on that one.
We brought down the average.
5.1 inches.
Yeah, I shouldn't have went swimming before I took that study. But, yeah, I stand corrected. 3.5 inches is average. Put that on an 8'11" man. How's that going to look? Yeah.
Like your pinky finger?
Exactly. It's going to look weird. But you know what? That person is still considered average. So, appreciate the update. Now, I need to make sure I get my numbers right.
Would you volunteer for something like that, Barry?
Oh, hell no.
Why not?
I'm not letting people measure my junk.
For knowledge.
No.
But you said before, you've had you got a comfort level with walking around and naked and stuff like that.
At my house, not with people around.
See,
I'll walk around the house bucket naked. I don't care about that, but that's my house.
Make it 81. Change the average. Change the average size. You can make a difference.
You don't know how it would change, though. It might go down.
I was trying to give you credit and say it was going to go up.
Which would do a great service for men everywhere with small peens, because then they'd be like, yes, I'm closer to average now. Thanks, Laminac. So
that is surprisingly smaller than I expected.
Yeah, I thought 5. I had always heard. Sure. I'd always heard 5 was average, okay. And now we know.
The rest of the story.
At least those 80, according to those 80 men.
Man.
So in America, too, by the way. That's American.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, and Canadian. You got to do the conversion to Canadian. It's like 6. 6 and 10. But, all right.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, thank you. I'll try.
I thought you were going to a different country. That's fine.
I do what I can.
Okay. So we're rolling through a very, very good show so far. And we still have 30 minutes on the clock. So we want to make sure that if you guys want to get in here and there's something that you want to talk about, get off your chest, you've had it on your mind for a while, give us a call. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line, where you can call, text. Also hit us on Twitter, where it's @BarryIsFunny, @TheProducerNick, and @PacmanJoel with a K.
At some point, and maybe we can do it next segment, but at some point we need to talk about the San Francisco Giants CEO, Larry
Indeed
Bear.
Indeed we do.
Taking a leave of absence for getting filmed in public.
Crazy video.
Yeah, the video comes out, and he says he's sorry. I'm going to get your guys' thoughts on it, and we'll figure out what happens there. But right now, man, I want to tell you guys about a new product, but an old product. I know, what are you talking about, Barry? It's the same great product with a new name. How about that? It used to be Thrive Plus. Now it's called Cheers. It's still the same results. It still works. You've heard me talk about this before. You've heard us talk about it on the show, how we take it. I take it with me when I go on the road because y'all know I like to drink when I'm on the road. And Cheers helps me drink and be myself again the next day. And it's made for guys like you and me and the 60% of Americans who drink and want to feel better the next day. And it's a supplement designed to reduce the negative effects of alcohol on your body. And don't just take my word for it. This stuff works. But hey, they've got PhDs on staff, 5 of them to be exact. They've got Ivy League scientists. They've been featured on Shark Tank. And I can tell you there are plenty of suspects out there that take Cheers on a daily basis. The Popes, for example, like Cheers. They mix it in their life, and it's going to make you feel better, because what it does is it processes alcohol and its toxic byproducts so that your liver's not exhausted and you feel better the next day. And if you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, they're going to give you your money back. How cool is that? To get your order, go to CheersHealth.com. That's CheersHealth.com. And if you order by 4 p.m., this Houston-based startup is going to have your product on your doorstep the next day. Don't take my word for it again. When I talk about it, we'll get texts. They're like, yep, I got mine the next day. What Barry says is absolutely true. Guys, I don't drink without Cheers, and neither should you. And we'll be back in 60 seconds. Do not touch that dial. We're going to talk about San Francisco Giants CEO Larry Bear right after this. 60 seconds. Stay tuned.
Need a new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5 on a Monday. Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio. Kicking it around the diamond, the court, the football field. And elsewhere, including evidently the showers, based on some of our topics recently. But
we talk about some of the weirdest stuff. That's why I love this show, though.
Yep.
And I love Gal Media, because they give us the leeway to do so.
And when I was down,
so happy, because we could be on one of those other stations
at Gulf Galaxy.
They would hate us.
The fans that came in said that's why they love the show.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get your dosage of what you need to know on sports.
And you're going to find out that all this time you've been thinking penises are bigger than they really are.
And the parents in the line right now. You always manage to do this right about 3:15 when the parents are lining up to pick their kids up. And you can just see the kid get in the back of the car. Joey, how was school today? Mom, it was great. And in the background, you hear Barry go, and your penis size is finally. What?
Hey, I don't know. Maybe we should. I don't know what to tell people.
The last thing you want is Joey to go, well, I'm killing it. One thing your parents don't want to hear in the pickup line besides Barry talking about it is hear the average size and have your kid go, I'm killing it.
I'm only eight, Dad. I'm doing all right. This Giants CEO story is pretty crazy. Larry Bear is taking a leave of absence from the Giants because there was video released on TMZ that showed him in I think would call it a scuffle with his wife. And if you haven't seen the video, essentially, from the naked eye, it looks like he's fighting with her over a cell phone, and he gets it out of her hand and knocks her out of a chair. That's what it appears, right? Like, it looks like he basically is struggling with her over the phone. She falls out of her chair. He grabs the phone and then walks off. Now, she came out and said the following to clarify. This is her quote, Pam Bear. I would like to clarify the events of today. My husband and I had an argument in public about which we are quite embarrassed. I took his cell phone. He wanted it back, and I didn't want to give it back. I started to get up, and the chair I was sitting in began to tip. Due to an injury I sustained in my foot 3 days ago, I lost my balance. I did not sustain any injury based on what happened today. Larry and I always have been and are still happily married.
Well,
does it change your perspective? Have you seen the video?
I've seen the video. I've seen it more than once. And I'll tell you this, and Nick and I were talking about it in one of the breaks. What I saw, basically, she described, except I think what happened was, because they're saying it's something to do with a relative, I'm pretty sure he was either texting or sexting or had phone calls. It looked like she grabbed his phone to kind of see, what have you been doing?
Yep.
And he got real defensive and then real worried, and then things escalated.
Why else would you not want your wife to look into your phone?
Yeah.
I mean,
you're trying to hide details about the Giants? Come on. Like, it's obvious that you had a side piece.
Like, they're talking about family members.
That's what I was telling Joel in the commercial, Greg. You're trying to tell me that it was a family member? Is it a family member you're banging? Because that's the only reason why she would be that determined to not give up his cell phone.
Were you watching too much video from the Boston D party? I mean, it's a genuine possibility.
Well, he said it was embarrassing. He said that about her foot in the chair and losing her balance. And he never touched her, but you could tell he physically overpowered her. And it did look like he knocked her out of the chair. But if she was trying to stand up at the same time and lost her balance, I don't know.
You don't want to fall, let go of the cell phone. I mean, I don't think he pushed her off. I saw him go for a cell phone that she did not want to let go, and she tipped over. So she can blame it on an injury all she wants. If she just let go of the cell phone, she probably would have never fell.
Okay, but didn't he walk off after that?
Yep.
Yeah. Didn't he just turn around and leave? If that was your girlfriend, if that was you, Lisa, mm-hmm. and you guys scuffled like that over the phone, you weren't physically pushing her or anything, you're trying to get the phone out of her hand, she falls, are you walking off?
No,
or are you
going to
stop, help her
up.
Get up, yep. especially because her foot's injured?
Yep.
You're going to pick the chair up. You're going to put her in there. But you're going to be like, look, if you would have just given me my phone,
wouldn't
have happened. But I'm still stopping and helping my wife up.
I think he saw that people were, they had cell phones.
Which is even more of a reason.
So he was like, man, I just want to get out of this situation.
Sorry, I didn't mean to pound on the desk like that. But that's even more of a reason. Yeah, people are recording this. You know it's being recorded. Help your wife up, bro, because that's a bad look. You just walk off like you don't care.
And you know what this tells me more than anything else? That when they got to the car, they got their story straight,
yep.
and they stuck to it.
Yep.
But that doesn't mean it's the truth or anywhere near it, because you're absolutely right, Nick. And every time I watch the video, and Lisa and I watched it together, too, and we both were like, nah, that looks like something totally different than what they're telling you. And, of course, you expect that, and she's trying to protect him. Now, the one thing is a lot of people want him to step down, but he's also got part ownership in the team. So even if he's not the CEO, he still has ownership in the team, unless you're going to try and force him to sell, like, what they did with the Clippers with Donald Sterling, where if something like this happens, they're not only going to not have him as the CEO anymore, but they're also going to say, hey, man, you got to sell your shares.
I don't know if that happens in this case, because the alibi is good enough. I think the fact of the foot, and they're on the same page, and she's corroborating the story. I don't think this is a situation where you're going to see. He might get fined. He might get suspended from being able to operate the Giants for a certain amount of time. I doubt very seriously he's going to be asked to step down.
Doesn't it all?
Because it wasn't as egregious. It wasn't him just being caught saying the N-word and those people and all that on, audio or physically striking her. He was trying to get his phone from her.
Doesn't it all also tell you that whatever was on the phone wasn't too bad in her mind? Because if it was, she would come out vindictive and go, pushed me down.
Dude, that's a great point. If it was a side piece or something like that, you kind of feel like she'd be like, yeah, because he's
been... Oh, you did this to me? Well, guess what? I'm going to tell the media what you just did to me was absolutely premeditated, planned, and you did it intentionally.
Yeah, I could totally see that. That would make sense. So, I don't know. It's interesting. I don't know that we'll ever really know the truth, because she's obviously defending him, or they're on the same page at the very least. Now, that might be the truth. And so why wouldn't they be on the same page if that's the truth?
I think she doesn't want him. Like, she's mad at him for, and this, I don't have no proof. I think she's mad at him for what he did, but she doesn't want him to lose his job. I guarantee you whatever he aggravated her about, that's popping back up later. Just for now, let him get back past this wave of controversy and keep his job. But I guarantee you she's not going to forget, and that's going to pop right back up in the relationship. Perhaps not to the point where people see it in the public, or if it affect in a way that it affects the Giants, but I guarantee you she's not happy with him, and it's going to pop back up.
Well, I was going to say, sometimes it's unfortunate that women go that route of, well, I'm just not going to say anything because they feel like, well, he's my meal ticket. I don't know if that's the case with her, though. She's the founder and CEO of For Goodness Sake, a foundation that works as a pop-up gallery out of a mobile trailer and works to highlight local charities and small businesses. So it sounds like she's got her stuff together. She doesn't necessarily need his money. I'll tell you what, if you don't think that nonprofits aren't lucrative for people that work there, you're crazy.
Well, and the other thing they is, like well. I said, if she was looking for a divorce, she'd want him to have to get out and sell, because then the divorce, she's going to cash in on everything he's worth and get half.
Yeah.
This way, it seems like that it's amicable. And to the other point, you can survive something like this, but you don't outlive it. Because like you said, Nick,
you
survive
I think it's
the incident, but she ain't going to forget it. And the next time you guys get into a tussle or a couple times down the road, she's going to go, remember when,
You want the truth to come out? You better give me my way.
Yep. No doubt about it. Yeah, that's a tough one to outlive right there. Mm. Yeah, but that's a bad look overall.
For me, the worst part of it was obviously the scuffle, but him just walking away and leaving her there, especially now knowing she's injured. You left your wife just on the ground injured like that? That ain't right.
I completely agree with you. I mean, that's the other thing. Right. No matter how bad it gets, there is no way that you just walk away.
Nope.
You just can't do that. I mean, just as a man, you just don't do that when if you're in disagreement with a female. Look, I can see that, you know, you and one of your best friends get into it and something happens. You walk away. Maybe you'll work it out later. But when that's your spouse, no, man, you can't do that.
By the way, somebody asked me before the show started. I think it was John Parker. He tweeted and said, "Hey, I got jury duty. How do I get out of it?" I said, "Just poop your pants." I feel like that would be a good way to get out of jury duty.
I like your other suggestion. Just say something crazy out loud.
No, just I think about that next time. I might just poop my pants.
I read an article this morning. Some guy in the jury box decided to yell guilty.
And he ended up in jail.
Yeah.
That's why I brought it up. Because of that article.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't yell anything crazy now. Yeah. They're putting people in jail for that.
You're getting people thrown in jail, Barry?
No. Yep. But I know I said when someone says something crazy, you just stand up and go ditto what he said. I'm not suggesting you say something crazy. But if someone else says something crazy, you can be like, "That's right."
I went to jail for yelling guilty?
To get out of jury duty.
That's hilarious.
He went to jail, and now he's going that'd be funny if he gets a jury trial, too. That would be even better.
Oh, that would be great.
But that's why I said, you know what? You know what they're not going to put you in jail for? Pooping your pants. That's never going to be a thing. No, you might be gross. They may hate you, but I would just suggest poop your pants or pee yourself. That should get you out of jury duty.
It'll get you out of having anybody sit next to you. That too. I can tell you that.
That too.
News out of the NFL too. I don't think this affects the Texans per se, except for his name. But the Kansas City Chiefs have not found a trade partner, so they are releasing Justin Houston.
Ooh.
There's a name defensively that could help some teams.
Yep.
So we'll see how that goes. With that being said, we've got one segment to go in the big show, so don't go anywhere. We're going to take you till 4. Blitz is going to take you till 7. You don't have to do a thing because it's all right here on ESPN 97.5.
You know who it is.
It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Wow, time flew by.
Yeah, it does. And here's the thing. When time flies by, you know what they say, time is money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I like to do? Get people money. That's why I want you guys to go out and download this free app called Get Upside. It is absolutely free to download and install. And what it does is it gets you cash back on the things that you were already paying for, like gas and food. Totally free to download in your app store for your phone. When you do it, make sure you use promo code Barry. That's going to get you extra savings on your first fill up. Like, I'm looking at Get Upside right now because they have, it's really cool. So you've got this map, you search the area that you're in currently, and it'll tell you how much you can get back on Get Upside for your gas or your food, right? Like right now, I can go get 15% off at the Burger King down the street. There's times when I'm seeing up to 25%, 30% for Burger King in the area that I'm at this time. I can, on the gas side, I click on it, I can go get 10 cents a gallon cash back at the Shell station right there at 610 and Westheimer. 10 cents a gallon. You know, you got 15, 20 gallon tank. That's a couple bucks at the pump. If somebody just walked up and handed you a couple dollars while you're pumping gas, you're going to turn it down? Absolutely not. That's why I want you to get Upside. Go download it right now. Put in promo code Barry. My wife ended up getting 30 cents a gallon with my promo code on her first fill up. I don't want you to pass up this free money. These gas stations, these restaurants, they want your business. That's why they offer these cashback deals. But you can only get it through Get Upside. And what you get is up to 25 cents a gallon cash back at over 500 gas stations around town and up to 35% cash back at restaurants around the city of Houston. Download Get Upside. Put in promo code Barry. Get cash back and thank me later.
Good deal. There you go. Listen to the man.
Do it.
Save some cash in the process.
Do it.
So I saw this story.
Okay.
And the first thing that caught me was the gentleman's last name. Then I saw the content in the story and I was like, So, Todd Farquharson works here.
Okay.
Todd Farquharson, who is our sales extraordinaire, used to be our boss.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Keep that in mind. A man across the pond has revealed that he feels better than ever after he started drinking more than a pint of his own urine every morning, and he claims it tastes like bitter ale.
That's just...
Fabian Farquharson, 37 years old. Because this isn't like a Smith or a Jackson or a John. This is a unique name. I don't know if Todd's got a little relationship here and maybe something to try. But it says he said first started the bizarre practice 3 years ago after he was reading about the purported health benefits online. He's an interior designer, and he starts every day with a pint of fresh urine, chased down with 300 to 400 milliliters of aged pee, and claims the unusual thirst quencher has left him feeling healthier, happier, and smarter.
Mm-mm-mm. I am down for all of those things. I am not down for drinking my pee.
You remember Lyoto Machida and his father?
I remember that as well. Yeah.
They were very big on the health benefits from drinking your own urine, and they later revealed that they would do that every morning. Not only Lyoto Machida, but his father. And they didn't believe him. So before a fight,
he did it.
They asked his father, drink a whole cup of your urine, and he did it on video.
So disgusting.
Good.
I can't
Lord.
Even watch it because it grosses me out.
To
and
me,
I
it's
know
like,
that's a thing, but and this isn't the first I've heard of people drinking their pee. My big question is, like, why?
And what if you're not eating healthy? What if you're not drinking healthy?
I got all that for you. Because he said, I had been researching alternative medicine when I was reading about drinking urine. I've always been open-minded about that sort of thing, so I decided to give it a go and drink it fresh. It tasted a little bit bitter initially, and it was kind of strong, but not a terrible taste, and I had no problem finishing the glass. It was about a half an hour later that I started to feel amazing. I was absolutely bursting with energy. Now I'd never go a day without it and would recommend it to anyone.
Nope.
Bursting with energy.
Yeah.
Just take a 5 hour energy.
He said he first
Why
started.
Why are you drinking?
I don't know.
Now, I know he like lets it sit for 30 days. I did see that.
No, some fresh mixed with the aged.
Okay, so he ages it like a fine wine.
Sure.
And for 30 days.
He lets it sit for 30 days.
That makes the pH level better. I don't know. But now you're going over to his house. And you're like, yo, how many of these glasses has he peed in? How many of these jars?
You better be using some styrofoam cups,
especially for
sir.
You know, there's a guy's house that you'll never have a glass of lemonade at. I promise you that. You will never be like, nah.
Paper cups, sir? Paper cups? Plastic?
Yeah. I'd be like, you know what? I'm good. I don't want to go to your house now. I never would go to your house, and I damn sure would never eat anything that he brought from a potluck.
Yeah, I would never do that. I would never do that. If I drank my own urine, I'd be drunk all over again. It'd just be a dumb idea.
And he claims that this process has not only made him healthier, but he also had a little bit of an internal deal going. He said in 2013 he had stomach issues. The doctor couldn't get to the bottom of it. He said I was traveling a lot for work, and Nick, to your point, eating a lot of junk food, a lot of Burger King, McDonald's, anything convenient. I was getting a lot of pain in my stomach, and scans couldn't find an ulcer or anything to explain it, so I started to look online and more.
That's crazy. I mean, we've all had to smell our own fart now and then in the car. That's about the extent of it.
But let's talk let's bring in the some pee. Monetary value, though. How much money would you? How much?
No.
$100. $1,000.
Nick.
Nope.
$10,000.
You're going to have to get a lot of money for me to take a sip. A sip.
$20,000.
Bro, we're talking millions.
$30,000.
No.
It'd cover the price of your Honda Accord.
A half a million dollars? No, thank you. I would
a
not.
Half a million dollars.
I would not well, take
I would totally
this.
Do it for it a half a million dollars.
You would sip your pee
for a half a million dollars?
I would
bring
too.
It.
I damn well would too.
A glass of pee.
Absolutely.
You would drink an 8 ounce
Hell,
glass
for
of
a,
pee.
For
a half a million?
Done deal.
You guys
bring
are,
me the cup of urine.
You guys are awful people.
And the money.
You
done
guys are awful.
Deal.
You and Todd's cousin are disgusting.
I don't give a damn.
That's so gross.
I would just need Thrive.
No, you would not need Thrive.
I would just need
after
it to
that.
Be mine and not somebody else's. You don't know all the other things.
Oh my God, it's all hot and
half a million. Half a million dollars.
I hope you don't know and ate asparagus
so
the
go
night before
on the
too.
Rocks.
I really hope that.
So go on the rocks
no.
if you're worried about the heat.
No. This is the worst. You guys are horrible people. Oh no, this is not good either. Now we have callers that want to talk about this.
Okay.
Billy, I'm going to need you to be mature about this, Billy.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, buddy?
Man, y'all are freaking cracking me up.
Thank you, Billy.
I wonder if you drink the urine after you ate a 4 ounce turd ribeye.
Get out of here.
Okay, that was not worth the price of admission there.
What? Jeez. Oh my God! What are the chances Billy has on overalls right now? What do you? What, Billy? Billy, my man, we were trying to have an adult conversation. Now you're out here. You're adding on to it by eating poop, bro. We're trying to be adults about this because apparently this is a health thing. This might be the new health craze. You don't know,
Nick. You aren't kidding either because this is a long article and he actually says, like fine wine, he stores it. The aged urine is stored in glass containers like mason jars, labeled with the date, and then left for 30 days.
I told you, you just gave him credit for that. I'm the one that read that.
Okay,
don't
sorry.
Give him that. He's over. Don't give this pee drinker.
No, give me the credit.
No, don't give
I'm
this
not a pee drinker yet. Yet. No one's compensated
what's,
me.
Now, what? Okay, you want to give me a number.
What's the difference if it's refrigerated or
I've
not?
I told you it would take at least $1 million for me to take a sip. Not a drink, not 8 ounces, just a sip.
If I put $500,000 on the table, half a mil on the table, cash.
No.
You wouldn't drink it?
No.
You're a damn liar.
No.
You're a damn liar.
I'm not lying.
Drinking it like a shot.
You're a damn liar.
Now let's back it up. $100,000, would you do it?
I'd consider it. I'd that, absolutely
that means
consider
you wouldn't
it.
Do it.
I it's still $100,000. I could pay some bills off with $100,000.
$50,000.
I'd still consider it, man. I would consider it. That'd probably be my minimum.
$25,000.
Okay. 25? Okay, 25 is my
$15,000.
I don't know if I'd do it for
$15,000.
Because it won't cover my bills, man. I got bills to pay.
Okay, so $25,000 is your starting point.
I like 50. I like 50.
You wouldn't do it for $35,000.
I like how he's turned this around on me. This is what I wanted to do to him.
You wouldn't do it for $35,000. If I set stacks of hundreds that equal $35,000 in front of you and handed you an 8-ounce glass.
Tax-free, right? Tax-free?
Tax-free.
Yeah.
8-ounce glass of your own pee and said drink it. You wouldn't do it for that 35 cash.
Bring it. You know somebody? Bring it.
You would?
You know somebody that's got 35 grand cash, tax-free?
So disgusting. I wish I was a billionaire. Oh, my God.
I would pay people to do some dumb stuff, dude.
I would walk in there. If I was a billionaire, I would absolutely walk in there with $35,000 to make you drink your own pee
hey,
right now.
Hey, do me
now.
A favor. Shoot totally your testicle with this paintball gun, please. I'll pay you $75,000.
I would totally be doing that. It would end up being a reality show. Dumb people and money or something. Yeah, I would totally do that. Billy would be over here eating poop. This is...
That did not go the direction I was expecting it to go, but...
No.
He's normally talking about Cowboys. So, do you want to even dare...
I really don't. I don't know that Justin is going to... Look, Justin, you're on a very tight leash here. Justin, go.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
You would absolutely
drink
do
your own
pee?
I would, yeah, absolutely. I would drink a glass of my own urine from $100 from each of you live
bucks?
At the studio. No problem. $100.
Oh, he wants,
we would be arrested,
hold on.
So wait, we're not going
to You know what? He's
do
trying
that.
To get attention, but you know what? I might be open to this.
Someone's going to have to watch him pee first. So who
Joel,
among us?
Joel's going to do that. Joel's
no,
going to watch.
Nick, he might be ripped. He might be cut. I don't know.
Okay, I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it.
One of us would have to watch him pee in the glass. But Justin, if I can round up $300, you're telling me
he asked for $100. Why are you upping that?
Not legal.
No. He said $100 from each of us.
That's half my rent, man. Of course I would.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? A cup of urine?
Nick,
and it's supposedly healthy? Absolutely.
Nick, I want you to get Radu to get his information. I'm going
to
find. I don't give a damn
hey,
if I got to get a GoFundMe.
You need to find out this is legal first.
Yes.
He can drink what he wants to
drink.
We
need to clear this, but I would totally throw down.
We're going to do this on the stream, on our show, live.
You're crazy.
No, we're going to do this. Justin called and volunteered. I will get $300 together, Justin.
Hang on the line, Justin.
Don't hang up, buddy. I'm going to hold you to this.
You're a sick individual.
Why?
You got to make sure this is legal first. Because I'm
why
sure,
wouldn't it be legal?
Like the pepper spray. I think the Blitzer experts on this. I'm pretty sure when you're talking about bodily
legal?
Fluids, that's a different story. I'm
What's
just letting
wrong?
You know.
I mean, I don't want to remake Two Girls, One Cup on the show. But if a listener says he would drink his own pee for $300, I'll go out and get $300.
Okay.
How much are you in for?
I'm not, man, because I don't think it's legal.
Someone said they started GoFundMe for me to drink for $500K. Let's start a GoFundMe for this guy.
$300.
That's all we need.
Man.
Three bills.
See?
Are you sure 100 from each of us? Because I'm down to just pay 100.
That's what he said. He said 100 from each of us.
I didn't hear the each of us part.
Yeah, he said each of us.
Damn it.
Yeah. It's wild. By the way, Chris Householder, he said, dude, I just got 25% back from Get Upside on my Popeyes last night. So it does work and it is
Wait,
awesome.
On his what?
His Popeyes chicken.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 25%
back. Isn't he knee deep in the weight loss challenge?
Leave that man alone.
This better be his cheat meal.
Let that man live his life.
Better be his cheat meal. That's all I'm saying.
There you go.
If you're looking for a great place to have a cheat meal and hang out and catch some great radio, hey, the Blitz is over there at Twin Peaks on Kirby. So check them out. They're going to take you next from 4 o'clock till 7 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
ESPN. 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.